brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friend Craig Roberts on in the next segment. Getting back into the financial news here. Fed officials warn of looming crisis for economy. Well, thank goodness. I thought everything was fine, they said, as long as we gave them trillions and more power and let them take over everything and take people's bank accounts without warrants. I thought they'd take good care of us because they were good people. Also, some on FOMC said more stimulus probably will be needed, which means more select trillions just to their friends and others, and more stimulus to move more factories to China. That'll help. Here's CNBC. Spain deepens austerity under European pressure, raising taxes, cutting benefits, imploding the economy, and shipping all the money to the megabanks. So they can then come over here from Spain, the big Spanish elites, King Carlos and the Juan Carlos, and buy up our roads, which are illegal, but they allow them to buy up existing roads and put toll roads on it, which are then paid for with taxes to upkeep them. Just the money goes to them. It's a good system. Continuing here, yield record in U.S. Treasury sale. Investors accepted the lowest yields for 10-year paper in U.S. Treasury auction, and that's because everything's falling, but they think the U.S. is going to be the last empire standing. So all these governments are still buying into that. Also, rising costs. Again, I mentioned this, push California cities to fiscal brink. Throughout the state, local governments are slashing services to avoid bankruptcy. For some, it's too late. Oh, and now all over the country, from Rhode Island to California to Michigan, to even areas of Florida, they're having corporations come in. And what the corporations are doing is raising taxes and saying there's no more city council. There's no more rights. We do what we want. We take what we want. We own your city now. It's like the old RoboCop, one of the RoboCop serials. The private corporation comes in, bankrupts the city by design. It's actually Detroit to take it over and then puts combat robots on the streets to replace the police. That's all part of predictive programming because that is the plan. And, of course, you know who gets the contract for the robots. You're going to find out, though, all of you that serve the system, you're like, yeah, robots on the streets. Yeah, watch. Just like I told you 10 years ago, they'd replace, by 2015, almost the entire Air Force with drones. It's now here, and you notice that's all being announced to you right now. And they're almost crashing into aircraft and are crashing on a weekly basis. And it's like they don't make a big deal out of it. You know, when 60-something thousand get killed on the U.S.-Mexico border, it's back of the paper. Because they don't want you to be scared or freaked out about that. When, you know, thousands are dying a month in Illinois in gang warfare, it's just kind of back of the news. Because they've already gotten the guns there, so there's nothing else to take. So they don't want to demonize guns, you know, because they've already taken them. So they don't make a big deal out of it. Whenever they don't want you to know about something, they just don't make it a big deal. But then, oh my gosh, you got a better chance of dying from a honeybee sting. Don't you want to give up all your rights and have cameras on every street corner and face scanners and license plate readers and TSA groping your family on the highways because, and the army running drills in your city because Al-Qaeda, folks, Al-Qaeda. I mean, you got a better chance of getting struck by lightning twice in 1 year, but I'm still telling you, it is scary and it's fun to get scared of this. It is really, really, really fun to just roll around and shake in fear all day long. And coming up, we're going to get into a host of issues, but were you surprised? I guess the scope of the corruption is so great because the former FBI director was mooey corrupt, involved in all the different cover-ups, but he's come out and reported what we already knew, that the entire university hierarchy knowingly covered up the pedophile operation for many, many years. Well, yeah, because the word is there on local news that they were pimping the kids out. You just don't think Sandusky was raping little boys at high noon in the showers because he was the only one, do you? This is an empire run by predominantly pedophiles. We'll be right back.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network.
PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome, my friends, to another hour of worldwide broadcast in an attempt to awaken humanity to the fact that private corporate interests that are anti-free market and who are monopoly men are establishing a planetary government run for and by megabanks who are seeking to establish a neo-feudalistic system of total control. Thank you for joining us. Coming up later in the hour, I'm going to get his take on all of this. FBI former head investigation, former FBI director's investigation says there was a 14-year cover-up of systematic sexual abuse by Sandusky. Yeah, it's come out in the local news via the publication and radio host that first broke it. We played those clips here that he was selling the kids. And so they may be getting ready to charge the folks at the college with cover-up, just so they're all discredited, because this goes into politicians, everybody. And I'm going to get Colonel Roberts' take on that from his research. CNN. Penn State leaders showed total disregard for victims' review finds. Oh, yeah. Well, they didn't disregard them. TSA didn't disregard your child. They target them. We're also going to get his take on new Homeland Security laser scanner reads people at molecular level. And again, this is just more quackery. It's like they've proven the lie detectors are just there to engage in fraud and was quackery. Well, now they just have high-tech lasers that claim this and that. And it's all part of all of our tax money that's been used to militarize the rest of the world coming back home here to the United States. But first off, I wanted to get Colonel Roberts on because every time I see a story in the news, like one of the people that responded, FBI agents that responded to the Shanksville, Pennsylvania crash. In fact, guys, will you reprint me that article? Said that she didn't see any bodies. Yeah, because it wasn't the jet aircraft. And just saw a hole in the ground, but that she saw angels. Very interesting. She has a book out on that. And Colonel Roberts died for about 10 minutes on the operating table years ago and had quite an experience. So maybe at the end, I know he's told it, but he only comes on a few times a year. I think it was a couple years ago last time he told it. Perhaps he'll recap that story for us here on the broadcast today. And then we have popping in about 15 minutes in the next hour, Hayden Perry, CEO of Oxytech, that's the GMO mosquitoes they're getting ready to release in the U.S. He's agreed to come on, so that should be interesting from the U.K. But first off, Colonel Roberts was asking my producer last week when we were setting him up for the show if I knew what Black Star, Operation Black Star was, and the answer is no, but I want to get his take on that. There's also Operation 01. I have talked to some sources about that, and that's a program for mass arrest, relocation. But we don't need to speculate anymore. It's now in NLE 09, 10, and 11, the FEMA plans to use foreign troops here. It's now admitted the public plan to use Canadian and Mexican troops in the John Warren Defense Authorization Act. We've seen Washington Post headlines the last few years where, you know, generals asked by Congress to explain program of foreign troops. We've seen Russian troops trained here. It's all part of an acclimation. And the first person I saw give credible evidence of this more than a decade ago was Colonel Roberts. We saw cooperative nugget and drills with foreign troops, but they could say, oh, that's for overseas. No, this is for here in the U.S. And now it's so overt, and now Army documents have been confirmed to be real. The Army responded to one we released 2 months ago saying, yes, there are reeducation camps for political dissidents. There's a new Army document out that's public. It's unclassified for gun confiscation. They call it gun evacuation, work brigades. So the fact that this is getting a lot more funding now, I mean, by orders of magnitude, and is going so public, that concerns me that they're warming it up, getting ready to go operational. Armored vehicles being delivered everywhere, drones being delivered, threat fusion centers openly saying, yeah, we are spying on citizens. They say the new threat isn't Al-Qaeda. This was going on a long time ago behind the scenes, but now they're fully shifting, saying, well, they have the new garbage man training where all the drills are, it's conservatives they're after, and the victims are Muslims. So it's like, you know, this new idea that the conservatives are terrorists hiding, you know, under every bed out there. So I wanted to get Colonel Roberts' take on all of this. His website is riflewarrior.com. I won't go over his whole bio, but I've known him for a long time. He's a good friend. We've spoken at conferences and things together. He's also been a syndicated talk show host. And he, of course, is a best-selling, what is it, number one New York Times bestseller. He's written One Shot, One Kill, a whole bunch of best-selling books. He was also a helicopter unit pilot, chief of maintenance as well there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He was a SWAT team leader. Before that, he was a Marine in Vietnam, decorated. And then after that, he went into Army intelligence, became a colonel. Lieutenant Colonel, and he joins us now a little bit into the next hour, and then our next guest is coming on to break down his view, his take. He hadn't been on probably 6-8 months. Colonel Roberts, always good to have you on, Craig. Right now, you heard me give that preface. From all the police and military sources you have, what is going on right now? Should we be concerned?
Oh, I'd absolutely be concerned right now. You know, I'm seeing more people waking up. And just they're getting scared and they're getting angry. They know something's up. They know something's not right. They know they got a renegade government. They got a rogue, out of control mess of federal agencies out there. You know, they read reports. Of course, the internet helps a lot on getting a lot of information out, even though some of it may be disinformation. You have to know how to weed through that and filter it. You know, we have to do that, you know, in the intel shop. We always had to weed through and filter everything to figure out what was true and what wasn't. And we're seeing stuff, you know, just bits and pieces. But you and and I have talked about this before. The way you work on intelligence is you take all these bits and pieces, you put them on the wall, and you try to form a picture. Are they connected together? Do they mean anything? And what goes with what bit of information? And when we do that with all the stuff going on now, ever since 9/11, it's been building all the time toward a something coming to a head in this country. And now with this guy in the White House that won't even give his true birth certificate. You know, I mean, we've gone through all of this stuff before. He won't do any of that. You've got all these things about the Department of Homeland Security buying all this 40 caliber ammunition, hollow point. That is not used by the military. The military doesn't even use 40 calibers. And so why do they need, you know, hundreds of thousands or billions of rounds of ammunition? Then we find out that now they're buying 223, which fits the M16 series, the AR-15 series. And, they're, you know, what was it, 1.2, 1.4 million rounds of that? That's not for target practice. And we're seeing all of this information coming out about bringing certain troops back home into the country and training them for anti-terrorist training on domestic soil. Well, who, you know, if you're going to have a brigade of troops, who are they going to go up against? You know, we're not talking about a group of 12 Hamas terrorists down the street. We're talking about a lot of people. You've got all these things happening at once, plus these reports of Chinese equipment being stockpiled in Mexico and in Freeport in the Bahamas, which just happens to be the largest transshipment port in the world, is run by Hutchison Whampoa and Costco.
Oh, they admit that the Chinese are have taken over that island. They're building all those ports and stockpiling weapons, and now they can't even release the new Red Dawn. They had to re-edit it to where the Chinese government wasn't criticized. I mean, that's how pathetic our country's gotten.
Oh, I know, we've got all these different types of situations going on with computer viruses now that China could attack our systems. Look what we did to the Iranian systems with that virus that we sent over to their nuclear power plant computers. They could do the same thing here with our computers. In fact, Monday, I think it was, 83,000 computers were supposed to shut down because of a worm that was in them that they'd gotten off the Internet that was redirecting the searches to other websites. It just goes on and on and on. You know, I teach a lot of military, police, and civilian firearms courses, and one of them is the concealed carry class for our state. And I have had more people coming to these classes that are, we're talking old people, we're talking a lot of ladies are coming in now. They're scared. They want to know how to use a gun. They've never had a gun before in their life, and they're 70 years old or maybe 75 years old, and they want a gun in their house, and they don't want, you know, a double-barrel shotgun. They want a pistol with that, you know, has 13 rounds in the magazine or three spare magazines and a stockpile of ammo. And I say, you know, this gal isn't buying this stuff to, guard her cookies. They're actually out all over the place afraid of what's going on in this country.
Exactly. Well, they've had questionnaires. This has even been in USA Today with 1 million guns was the previous record in 1 month. Then it was 2 million, 3 million. They had 1 month this year where 5 million guns through the NICS got sold. That's five times the previous record. And when they questionnaire, ask them, they say collapse and we don't trust the government. So, you know, the so-called government, have you seen the clips, Colonel, where they now all over the news are announcing that America has been captured by foreign banks and that we're slaves and that it's a good thing?
No, I haven't seen that.
I'm not kidding. I can play a clip right now for you. What do you make of them saying that?
Well, I don't doubt it a bit. I mean, our Federal Reserve System has been joined at the hip with the Bank of England and the Rothschilds since the very beginning of 1923. So, you know, I had a meeting with a wills and trust lawyer a couple of weeks ago, and we got to talking about this. And I said when we were in my stockbroker's office, and I said, would you get on a computer and buy me 100 shares of Federal Reserve Incorporated stock? He said, what? I said, would you do that? And he says, no, you can't buy stock in that. I said, how come you can have a corporation and you can only have 11 stockholders? And so he's been doing his research. He'll get back to me.
And that's how you plant seeds. Stay there. I want to get into analyzing this globalist takeover, what they're planning to do with this collapsing the cities, the counties. what you see coming. Everybody in their gut can feel it, so they're digging in. Government's digging in. What's coming? For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Why the union's that big businessman, and it's going out of that dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to grow it on the moon. It's either all.
I can see a time coming.
I can see the day coming when you and your whole family is gonna be against the law.
Yeah, they're in, of all places, Tulsa, Oklahoma. I saw 2 years ago where one of the city council people said, we got to inspect gardens. People might be growing marijuana in them. And then it was Tulsa again where they went and cut a woman's garden down in her backyard, an old woman, and charged her for it. Hey, what's going on in Tulsa there, Colonel Craig Roberts? You were a police officer there for a long time.
Well, I think code enforcement's gotten out of control. Of course, you know, there's always two sides to every story. But one of those cases, these people let their lawn grow so high that it was a fire hazard and it scared everybody around them. And, you know, if it had been me, I'd have gone over there and mowed it for her. I mean, it wouldn't have bothered me a bit. When you live in cities, the closer you live together, the less you know each other. You move out in the country, you meet all your neighbors in no time because they come by. But in the city, people, you know, they want to withdraw inside their house, not that sort of thing. And so they don't, unless you know your neighbors, you don't trust them, they don't trust you. And pretty soon you've got them complaining if you leave your trash cans out, if your dog gets out, if your cat goes over to their yard.
Exactly. We're losing human society watching television all day. So you heard my question as we went to break. Clearly we're in a designed implosion so the feds can come in as the savior. I have a clip we're going to play in the next segment of the bankers announcing that we are their slaves. They're saying it in all these different publications. The TSA is groping people everywhere. They're running highway checkpoints. Are we being eased into martial law? And how do the globalists plan on being able to have this takeover take place?
You know, there's about three or four different ways to look at this, and I've kind of war gamed it around. This country right now is on the verge of basically a revolution. It could just about anything could kick it off. It could be an instigated set of race riots. It could be food shortages. It could be a breakdown in transportation so that nothing gets to the cities from the country. It could be a lockdown on travel due to, you know, some terrorist activity. It could be Islamic terrorism that's set off to go off, you know, with Iran. It could be any type of societal breakdown, especially in the larger cities, to where they have to do something about it. They declare martial law, whatever. And, you know, we talked about General McCaffrey's statement to the CASQ course at Fort Leavenworth years ago when he said that with the build down of our armed forces, this is back during the Clinton administration when they were closing bases up to the BRAC plan and all that, and then reducing the number of planes in our fighter squadrons, reducing the number of ships, reducing the number of divisions, and so on and so forth. He said, with the build down of our armed forces being what it is, if we get committed in two or more fronts overseas, we will be forced to call upon foreign assets to police our streets, which he means U.N. troops. And we've been training. You mentioned this earlier. We have trained foreign troops in the past with Cooperative Nugget down at Fort Polk, Louisiana, on a combat town that looks like downtown America. It doesn't look like, you know, some third world country. It has a church. It has a school. It has buildings.
But they now admit they plan to use foreign troops here. I mean, that's in mainstream news now.
Yeah. And now we've got all these Russians training up at Fort Carson, Colorado. Of course, we get different numbers, anything from 12 to 1,200 or whatever. And it's interesting that Fort Carson in Colorado Springs isn't that far from Denver. And Denver is where you have Denver International Airport. I call it Devil International. And it's out in the middle of nowhere. There was nothing wrong with Stapleton. But they came in and they built that place, and they built an underground city under it that you can't get into. You can't take a tour of it. And they've got an extra runway out there that's buried under sand that you can clear with a this is according to the Denver Police Department, by the way, that told me this. They were out there when they were building this thing. If they need another runway, they just run a snowblower over it. They've got one that's a mile long or however long it is, big long one. They can land anything up there. Because you've got to have, up at that altitude, you've got to have a longer runway because the air's thicker.
Sure. By the way, have you been to Denver lately? I was there a couple of years ago, and they had weird pyramids and Anubis and obelisk. I mean, giant ones out on the side of the runway now, and it's gotten even weirder out there.
Well, that, you know, anybody can go on the Internet and look up Denver International murals and see those murals up there showing what looks to be a Russian stormtrooper with an AK-47 wearing a big great coat.
And a bunch of dead kids.
A bunch of dead kids and coffins, and the thing about Columbine is on there before it happened. And so, you know,
last time I was there, I don't know if it's still there, you're flying in, there's giant gold obelisk and, you know, 200-foot-tall Egyptian gods and stuff out on the side of the runway. It's weird.
I didn't see that when I was there because I was at the terminal, but just the stuff in the terminal. And if you start taking pictures of that stuff now, the security guard's coming to get you. I mean, it's incredible.
We're going to go to break. A long segment coming up. I want to get into a host of issues with you, but I want to talk about ways to, you know, try to turn this around. But I agree with you. The globalists know it's their takeover. They're geared up for a counter-revolution. But it just, I mean, I've war-gamed it from every angle. It just runs from bad to worse unless you're a globalist sitting overseas watching it all happen.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com. Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
This is the point I'm trying to get at, Dr. Roberts. I call you Dr. Roberts because you are kind of a doctor of life. But speaking of Dr. Roberts, even Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, that's what I was about to say, is coming out. And you know, he was the former head of the Treasury for policy, you know, a high-level guy, all the big national think tanks. And he's had to come around to our thinking that, yes, it's a global, private, corporate, fascist government. They're totally evil. They're going to start World War III, and they do plan the mass arrest, re-education, all of it. I want to play this clip and then get your take on it. Here is the clip, one of the clips. There are literally hundreds of news articles, and I've shown them to you. Time Magazine, Newsweek, Financial Times of London, The Economist, all saying, oh, technocrats, unelected, run Europe, and they're going to run us, and they're going to turn the economy off, but it's really cool to be poor, and you go to Whole Foods, half the magazines are austerity. How much fun it is. Austerity today. Being poor is cool. Having nothing's cool. But again, you're going to pay a lot more for less. It's a total organized post-industrial system. The Russians could have supplied sausages and stuff. They wanted you to stand in line, folks. It's about total control. And then now they come out and just say, yes, we've been conquered by foreign banks. We're their slaves. Here is a clip. And by the way, it's 4 minutes long. All the guests agree and say it's good to be their slaves except one. So we were crazy to say this. Colonel Roberts was crazy to write books 15 years ago about it and have a radio show. They even had the FBI investigating. Now it's just a fact, but we're still bad, though. Remember that. We're still bad people. We're still extremists, the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center. You know, I see the latest police training manuals, and they send them out, and this crazy person thinks foreign banks are taking over, and there's going to be a world government, and there's going to be a carbon tax. And then you open the newspaper up, and it's all happening. And I found the weird ADL Southern Poverty Law Center stuff. I shouldn't say this because they might adjust it. I guess they're so lazy, you know, government paycheck types, because they get government funding to do it. You know, they're private, that they won't even stop them. I mean, they're just lazy. They don't care. They turn out like one article a year or something. That it's actually waking police and military up because they're going, wait a minute, George Washington's bad, literally. And then they open the newspaper up and all this is happening. But here's that clip.
Mostly what they do is hold summits.
I think that right now the question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? Jim Urio, you say we've got some downside here, a correction in the markets. Fine. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do? Aren't we all just counting on the fact that there's a Bernanke put and that we won't go any lower than, say, 5% down from here?
Of course we are, because if we look at the economic data, there's nothing to get excited about in that. So we, you know, yesterday we saw some reluctance for the Bernanke Fed to expand their balance sheets and pump more money in. But the stock market knows that reluctance is totally different than not willing to do it at all. And that's why we saw oil implode and gold trade off.
Right there. The full clip's up at InfoWars.com. I mean, I know I'm ranting here, Craig, but what is it like to see all this coming, being laughed at by people on the force, then investigated when you were talking about Oklahoma City and were sent to investigate it? And then now, and I know a lot of police and military, you told me last time you were on, come to you now and apologize. But, I mean, still, now we've been proven right. But what happens from here? I mean, what is it like to hear things like that? Global governance run by megabanks.
Well, yeah, I mean, we already knew that was happening a long time ago, and it was building up to where it's going to be just one, you know, giant world bank controls everything, and you got the banksters running it. But, you know, about what you're talking about a second ago, that, you know, a man is never a prophet in his own village. But if you go to a different village, all of a sudden, you know, you're a genius. You know, I traveled around the country and did seminars like the one we did up in Kansas City. People say, wow, this guy really knows his stuff. I'm going to check into this. But you can see there in my own police department or my own military unit or even around the neighborhood, if I talked about any of this, they looked at me and said, yeah, oh, Crazy Craig, he's lost it again. He's off the ranch.
Even though you were speaking to crowds of thousands of people, syndicated radio show, they had no respect for their fellow American who was a veteran of Vietnam, the police force, the SWAT team, the helicopter, survived a helicopter crash, everything. So young people try to wake up their folks, and they say they get no respect. They shouldn't feel bad. You're a pillar of the community, and they wouldn't listen to you.
That's right. You know, there's only two types of birds in the human race, eagles and ostriches. And hopefully the eagles are listening to your show because the ostriches won't do it, and they don't want to hear any of this stuff. I've got a brother-in-law, you know, who's a PhD, a genius, but he's very liberal, and you try to talk to him about any of this stuff, it's like talking to the wall. It's a doe in the headlights look on his face, like that can't be happening. I don't believe any of it, and you can't educate him. So there are those ostriches out there that can't be educated. We both have had people come to us saying, hey, I want to tell my neighbors, I want to tell my family, but nobody wants to hear this stuff. Nobody wants to believe it. How do I do that? How do I get this information to them? Well, you can't. What you can do is you can drop a seed and hope it grows. You can give them a suggestion, maybe give them a book and say, you ought to at least look through this book, whatever, you know, the material is that goes in this direction. Like Killzone, my book Killzone, I've given that to people, and they've read that, and then they've come back and they said, what does the Council on Foreign Relations and the Rothschilds and the Federal Reserve Bank have to do with the Kennedy assassination? And I said, okay, here it is, da-da-da-da-da. And they read that, and they say, okay, where else can I get more information? And I'll say, well, okay, The Creature from Jekyll Island, you go there, you go, you know, and start naming off different books that they can just get one, read it. It'll lead to another one. And that's one way to get information, of course.
And it all fits together, because when you're talking about a book written in 1971, like None Dare Call a Conspiracy, that we sell at InfoWars.com, you read this, you know, 40 years later, it all came true exactly as they said, because they were going off congressional hearings and investigations. I mean, when they ran the Federal Reserve through in 1913, almost the entire population was awake. Congress was pretty much against it. They had to pass it in the middle of the night with a quorum of three senators. I mean, you know, people used to know about this stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a book that even predates that. It was written back in the 1920s and 30s, called Red Fog Over America, by a Canadian named Cunningham. He was an officer in the British Navy, a submarine officer in World War One, immigrated to Canada, and got, you know, went to work for the Canadian government. He saw the unions being taken over by the Communist Party. And then he saw the same thing happening in the United States. And he said that the communists will call themselves socialists, and they'll get into the left side of government, the left wing, the liberal side of government, and say they are socialist, or that they're for the people and all this stuff. He says, but they're actually hardcore communists being controlled out of Moscow. And this is the 1920s. And he said, this is all things that are going to happen, and most of it's already happened in Canada. And then he gets into the socialized medicine aspect of it. You know, they control your health, they control your records, they control everything. And you're just another number.
People that say that this UN treaty won't get our guns, it's written open-ended. I've got the UN quotes and articles up at InfoWars.com today, even where the U.S. ambassador says in New York, right here on our own shores, you've got a Trojan horse. They won't accept U.S. firearms policy. They want to take the decision away from the U.S. electorate and undermine the Constitution. And I've read the thing. I've read over the treaty. It says they register all our guns, and then the U.N. can direct with the member states to ban any guns they want. And they're using countries that have already signed on to totally ban civilian ownership of firearms. That is the goal. And people that say this won't happen, hey, they'll do it, and let that start the civil war, because the globalists don't care if a bunch of police and military get killed trying to enforce this. But from my research, Colonel Roberts, you've been a police officer and in the military, Marines and Army. Am I correct in saying, I mean, if you've got 200 million gun owners, if 2% of them fought back, that's, you know, 4 million people. I mean, there's no way, if the police and military try to engage in a gun confiscation, they might as well go jump off a cliff. And so they need to stand down on that order, because it's unconstitutional.
Well, they're not going to. That's the thing. I've talked to officers, I've talked to state police, and even some feds, and they said, if that order came down, we'd quit. We wouldn't do it. And so that's where the foreign troops come in. You know, you've got to have people who don't mind going up against Americans. And, you know, I don't, they could have, you know, 10 divisions of Chinese troops in Mexico right now, and we wouldn't know about it if our media doesn't cover it. And unless you know that they're there and can prove it and have pictures and all of this stuff, no one's going to believe it anyway until it happens. So, but China has been landing a lot of material for years into, you know, armored vehicles, all kinds of stuff.
But we know the standard operation for these governments. China admits they have 6,000 front companies in the U.S. And they're always talking about Russia, but China's the real issue. And the globalists have given them the Panama Canal, given them the ports in the Bahamas that you mentioned. And what they do is they go get businesses, set things up as sleeper fronts. That's the model, 6,000 fronts.
Oh, yeah. And do you remember back in the 90s when they found that shipping container in San Diego full of AK-47s and hand grenades and RPGs?
Yes.
And they found another one in Long Beach, and then they found one down in Corpus Christi, Texas, I think was where they found one. And they were popping up around the country. Then that whole story died, and the excuse that we got was, oh, that's smugglers bringing stuff in for street gangs. And I'm thinking, yeah, a lot of street gangs run around with anti-tank weapons, you know, and landmines.
And meanwhile, the globalists had the police training to literally fight good old boys, libertarians, conservatives. That's the whole posture is for that now, while meanwhile this country is just completely wide open.
Yeah, and oh, there's another aspect. I got some information the other day. I can't verify it. I don't know anything more about it, but I'll just mention it, because maybe if the word gets out, it won't happen if it's planned to happen. And the October surprise was leaked that government is going to seize 401ks and IRAs and certain pension plans because of the national debt, and come up with what's known as a GRA, government retirement options. I can't remember the.
Oh, no, they've been talking about grabbing them and, quote, protecting them, but to protect them, they need to take part of it.
Yeah, well, of course. But once you lose control of your own 401k, you can't get your money out of it. That, you know, it's the guaranteed pension plan or some stupid thing that they're coming up
yeah,
with.
Yeah, I've talked to a lot of really wealthy people and famous folks, and all of their top financial advisors are telling them there's going to be a total collapse. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but look at all these cities going bankrupt everywhere.
Well, yeah, look at California going bankrupt, too. I mean that place is falling like, you know, when you've got more people taking than producing, it implodes. And that's what's happening to California. It's happening in other states as well. I think New York's high on the list. When it becomes a welfare state, like Churchill said, you know, it only works as long as you can get money out of the other guy's pocket. Well, you've got all these people moving out of these states and taking their businesses with them and taking their jobs with them, and the only thing you've got left is illegal aliens and people on welfare and people who don't work, and the state can't support them anymore. You know, these politicians get in there and they come up with these entitlement programs because that's their way of using our money to buy votes for them.
Yeah. What do you make of Obama publicly saying NATO and the UN run our military and telling Congress to sit down and shut up, and Congress did, and shutting down power plants not owned by his buddies, taking dealerships away from people that didn't give him money? I mean, it's just so incredible. Legalizing the illegal aliens outside of law, fast and furious. I mean, imagine what's going on we don't know about.
Right. Right. I mean, it's like I said earlier, it's out of control. You've got a rogue element in the government, and they do whatever they want, and they don't care what the Constitution says. They don't care what the laws say. And if he can go around Congress with an executive order, he'll do it. He just does his own thing, and he doesn't care what the right from the wrong or the rule of law is.
Why is he so confident?
Because I think since he works pretty much for George Soros and a few other people up there, that he's not worried about anything, and he doesn't care if he gets reelected or not, because he could maintain power by declaring a national emergency and setting the election aside. You know, we could see something like that go on.
And by the way, I mean, you've got Larry Summers in the Washington Post talking about this and total collapse, but then we get criticized for being pessimist porn dealers when all we're doing is analyzing what's really happening. And by the way, we saw it a million miles away. Why did you see this coming a million miles away? What? When did you really start waking up?
Well, I started back in the late 1980s when I went to Dealey Plaza for the first time and looked around, and then ended up going up into the Texas School Book Depository to the sixth floor and looking out and saying, there's no way in the world that Oswald did what they said he did from this position with that piece of junk rifle. It just couldn't happen. I even tried to recreate it myself. I did it for a Japanese film company. Came over here. We took a Carcano, and we took it up on a deck overlooking a valley that was about the same distance. We were shooting at 88 yards at a man-sized target and trying to get all those shots off and so on and so forth. And I'm a heck of a lot better shot than Oswald ever was. And we couldn't recreate it. And so anyway, I looked around and said, well, if the government lied about the Kennedy assassination, what else did they lie about? And I started just looking in different directions, different things, and one thing led to another, and I found out about the Federal Reserve System. I found out how they brought that in. All kinds of, just one thing after another. And so I wrote a book called Legacy of Dishonor. And it had to do with crimes and cover-ups of the U.S. government from World War II all the way up to the present time. And the Kennedy assassination was the first part of that. And then I got into other cases as well. And I sent it to my agent, and he, and of course by then I'd published several books in New York City through Simon Schuster and Pocket Books and some of the others, Avon. And he couldn't sell that book. It's the best book I ever wrote, and he couldn't sell that book. He took it to 10 different publishers, and finally one of the publishers at Simon & Schuster called me at home on a Saturday night from his house, and he said, you've got to get this information out to the American people. People have to see this. And I said, well, why don't you take it? And he said, I can't. I'd lose my job. There's too much in there that the powers that be do not want out, and we've got editors in every publishing house in New York City that make sure this kind of information never sees its light of day. So I had to form my own company. I formed Consolidated Press, and I extracted enough out for the book Kill Zone And then what was left over became the Medusa file. And so those two kind of go together. That's when everything started happening to me. And then, of course, the Oklahoma City bombing happened, and then TW-800 went down, and then we had the Amtrak derailment in Arizona, and it just one thing after another, and I was getting pulled in all these different directions by different people to help investigate these things. So that's pretty much where all of that started.
By the way, we're going to put on screen right now. You guys can punch up my computer, people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, because that sounded crazier earlier. Radio listeners, just type in Egyptian statues, DIA, Denver International Airport, and there's Anubis, again, over 100 feet tall. And last time I flew in there, they had a whole bunch of these obelisks and weird. And I said, what's that about? And the security people said, don't ask questions. So I was like, why do you have Nazis killing children on the walls and Egyptian gods everywhere? And they just, and they say, like Colonel Roberts said, that don't ask questions.
Yeah.
So, I mean, whatever weirdness they're involved in out there, I just want to show people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. On PrisonPlanet.tv, that so they wouldn't think that we were crazy.
Well, these people are occultic. They're Luciferians. The Council of 13 is all Luciferian, and you know, Lucifer is their god. They don't believe in Satan. They believe in Lucifer, the god of light, or the angel of light.
Well, the head of the UN Planetary Initiative, David Spangler, said, "You will accept a Luciferian pledge, or we will kill you. Once the world government's set up, you will worship Lucifer, or you're dead."
Yeah. Well, they think that's where they get their power. And, you know, you mentioned earlier about, you know, all the blood in the streets that will happen if we have a civil war, a revolution, a race war, whatever. We've got to remember that these are the same people that want to kill off 80% of the human population. So they don't care.
In fact, they like it.
Yeah, they think that's a great plan. You know, they'd like us just to kill each other off.
Incredible. Colonel Roberts, any other points you'd like to make? Think about that. And the time we have here with you today, things that have been, you know, burrs in your saddle that you'd like to relay to a couple million people. The website's riflewarrior.com. Your books are there. It's excellent. But expanding on your story, you know, that you told when, we got about 5-6 minutes in what's left of this segment because I skipped the break. Describe to people the experience you had when you died at the hospital, because people from every other culture, even people that aren't Christian, have that same experience, and if that doesn't get people's attention, I don't know what will. For all these people that are selling out to evil because they're these folks that think that you only live once and that there's no life after death, and so what, just have fun, join the dark side, evil's cool. I want to give you the floor here until we go to the break, breaking down what happened to you. And I appreciate you telling the story. I know you're tired of telling it.
Well, it was in August of 97. And I had retired from the police department by then, and I ended up with colon cancer, and it metastasized and got pretty bad. They put me on chemotherapy, and the chemotherapy is really, I think, what basically did most of the damage. You know, a few months into that, I hemorrhaged internally and started bleeding out internally, and my stomach hemorrhaged. And the ambulance took me to the hospital, and got to the emergency room, and they put me in a room there, and this one doctor came in that had worked on me before. I knew him, and he said, have you got a living will? And I said, no, I don't have a living will. I got a regular will. He said, no, you're going to need a living will just because we're probably going to lose you tonight. And he said, you're not going to lose me. I'm going to be fine. By then, my vision was fading. Things were really going south, and they were hooking stuff up to me, putting tubes down my throat. And one thing led to another. He had already told my wife that there's no way I was going to make it through the night. And they came in, they started putting that tube down my throat, and the next thing I knew, I flatlined. And immediately, I mean instantaneously, I'm sitting in this nice, cool room. It's dark. I can't really see anything. I just know that I'm in this area, you know. I'm sitting down. I'm comfortable. I felt like I was 23 years old in perfect health. I knew my guardian angel was standing right behind me. And he was talking to me, but it was thoughts going into my mind. It was like telepathy. I was getting all this information. I knew I had come through some kind of a portal to my left, and there was one that would open up to my right that I would go through to go to the next stage, whatever that was. And that was evidently where I was going to meet relatives and friends who had gone before me. That was going to be heaven. I also knew that in front of me, like in the floor out there somewhere, a pit would open up. And if a decision was made that that's the direction I was going in, it was absolutely terrifying that that was there. That was hell. And I was told that several things, and one of the things was get off of the poison. In other words, stop the chemo and trust in God. God will heal you. And, you know, that I had to change a lot of things, that I had to change my diet. I had to change a lot of things I was doing and do things different. And so on and so forth. And then all of it, I did not care about this life at all. It's like leaving the kitchen and going in the living room. You don't care about the kitchen anymore. It meant nothing to me anymore. Time meant nothing to me anymore. And then all of a sudden, bang, I wake up. I felt like I was gone about 3 full minutes. It was 18 hours later. And I'm in an ICU, and they've got, you know, IVs on me and stuff, and they paged the doctor, and he came in, you know, and he said, we lost you. You flatlined. He said, we were getting ready to unhook you when we got a heartbeat. You were gone 3 minutes. Of course, I wasn't conscious after.
And I'm going from memory. You also, I mean, from memory, I think it happened a couple times, correct? It was back and forth?
What was?
I'm just going from memory from the story. So you were gone, and they got you back.
Yeah, they didn't get me back. I was sent back. They gave up. I flatlined, and they tried to resuscitate. They tried, I don't know if they did the defibrillator. I don't know. All I know is they were unhooking me and declaring me dead when all of a sudden they got a heartbeat. And that's when I was sent back because my mission here was not finished. The aftermath of this, by the way, is I was sent back to the oncologist to start chemo again, and I walked in and he said on a Friday, and this is after I went through 30 days of physical therapy and a week and a half in ICU. I finally got home and was able to move again after 30 days of physical therapy, and I got because I couldn't even get off the couch. I was so weak. I was down to 160 pounds, and I got went to see the oncologist, and he said, "We'll start you on chemo on Monday. Be here at 9 o'clock." Blah blah. I says, "I'm not going to do it. I'm not taking any more of your poison." And he looked at me, and he just, I swear, Alex, it was like a movie. It's out of Hollywood. His face got demonic, and he had this horrible, hateful scowl on his face, and he growled, and he said, "If you don't, you'll be dead in 6 months, and no one can stop it." And I just stood up, and I said, I'm gonna be around a long time, Doc. A lot longer than
you. Yeah, tell, I mean, because you abbreviated it, tell the part about the data you were given and the fact that, you could tell decisions were being made and that you were sent back.
Yeah, the decisions were being made whether or not to take me on or send me back. The decisions were made to send me back, but I was told that I would meet people that I could talk to and tell them things that it may not mean anything to me, but it would mean something to them, and that also I would be able to tell when things were going to happen before they happened. Just a bad feeling that something was going to happen in a given part of the country even on the highway
and
I was
again,
driving down.
And again, you couldn't see the angel, but you knew the presence was there and that it had been there your whole life.
Right, right. He'd been with me in Vietnam. Everybody has one. Every one of you people out there have a guardian angel, whether you want to believe that or not, and they're there. And if you just listen to them, because that's the good side of your conscience talking to you. And you also have a demon that tries to follow you around occasionally, and he's the one that tries to influence you to do the stuff you know you're not supposed to do. God gives us the choice of picking one or the other. He gives us that choice. You can pick anything you want, but later on you're going to answer for it.
And John Bound, out there running the board, he told me this a long time ago, died and had the same experience, just remembers the calm place, the angel, and then they got him back to life, or God sent him back. Incredible. We'll spend 5 more minutes with you, Colonel, on other tidbits. We have another guest coming up. Always amazing.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.